Imagine a world without any nuclear treaties. That may become a reality within the next couple of years. According to the Arms Control Association, the U.S. and Russia possess about 90% of the world's nuclear warheads. And as of today, there is only one arms control treaty in place between the two nations, set to expire in 2021. To study the challenges and provide findings to the appropriate government agencies, the nonprofit research and analysis organization CNA has taken a very deep dive into the risks and policy options for a future of nuclear arms control without a treaty. The author of that report on the line with us right now, Vincent Manzo. Vincent, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This paints kind of a scary picture, doesn't it?
It's daunting, yes. We've relied on arms control treaties for a long time to reduce suspicion and fear between the United States and Russia and help reduce nuclear risks. So the thought of no longer having a treaty in place is something that we don't like to think about, but because it's a possibility, we thought we needed to take a hard look at it.
So let's do that. Let's take a look at what the world looks like without that treaty in place.
Sure. So the primary thing the current treaty, the New START treaty, does is it provides a set of limits on U.S. and Russian nuclear forces, numeric limits, and a deep verification regime that allows both countries to make really well-informed judgments about what the other is doing and whether it's complying with the treaty. So, for instance, we get data exchanges on deployed forces twice a year. We have notifications that occur on a rolling basis about changes in some of those categories of data, like deployed missiles. And we have on-site inspections where inspectors from each country go to the other country and actually inspect certain portions of the systems. So it is a very deep window this provides. If you lose that, both countries are going to have less insight into what the other is doing. There's a good chance that you will then have to rely on less precise estimates of the other's forces, which informs your own defense planning. And there's always the possibility that Russia and the United States might decide to increase their deployed nuclear forces above the current treaty limits if they're no longer in place. So there are some real challenges and risks for both countries if we end up in this situation.
We seemed a lot more worried about this during the Cold War and in the years immediately following the Cold War. Why isn't this grabbing more headlines today?
Well, I think the world's gotten more and more complicated. There are a lot of important national security issues that take our time and attention. And kind of increased tension between the United States and Russia, and the potential for a more intense nuclear competition is only one of them. So the world's a big place, and there's a lot going on.
Yeah. How does China fit into the picture?
So China has a much smaller nuclear force than the United States and Russia, but it's modernizing, it's modestly increasing its size, and it's becoming a lot more sophisticated. And one of the things we found in the study is that the United States and China have no real cooperative relationship on nuclear issues. They don't really talk about it. And if we end up in this world where there's no treaty and between the United States and Russia, and the United States and Russia are potentially increasing the size of their arsenals, it's going to put some additional pressure on China as well. And we currently have no real framework between the United States and China to deal with that situation. So it is another potential risk.
The New START treaty is still in place now. What should the U.S. be doing before it expires?
Well, so the United States and Russia have the option of extending the treaty out until 2026. It expires in February 2021, but they can extend it. We think that the United States and Russia should do that. That gives you more time to think through all the complicated issues about what might come next and how you might replace the New START treaty, and whether it's you're trying to find ways to cooperate and do arms control without a treaty, or you can negotiate another legally binding treaty. Either way, it's going to take some time. It's going to take strong leadership on the part of both countries. So giving yourself another 5 years would be very valuable at this point, I think.
Do you think that's likely to happen?
I don't know. That's the honest answer is the United States government is reviewing its position on this right now and hasn't come to a formal decision on whether it wants to extend or not. The Russian government has shown some interest in extending and also has raised some concerns about the treaty. So it's currently unclear what is going to happen.
All right. We'll be watching it closely. Vincent, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now.